Pope Benedict XVI made a final appeal on Monday at the end of his pilgrimage to Africa. In a farewell discourse at the airport of Angola's capital city, Luanda, the Pope urged more solidarity among nations and continents so that the Earth's resources are more equally shared with the world's poor. And as Vatican Radio's John Baptist Tumasime reports from Luanda, Benedict also urged Angola's leaders to make the fundamental aspirations of the most needy people their main concern.
Pope Benedict XVI received a big farewell from the people of Angola on Monday as he concluded his apostolic visit to this country. Thousands gathered at the streets of Luanda to have the last glimpse of him and to say goodbye to him as his convoy headed to the 4th of February International Airport. At the official farewell ceremony in the presence of President Jose Eduardo dos Santos and religious leaders, the Pope expressed his gratitude first to the President and then to everyone who contributed to the successful outcome of his visit. The Holy Father expressed satisfaction for finding the Angolan Church alive and full of enthusiasm and able to offer witness to the gospel of Christ despite the difficulties. He said he was leaving for Rome but glad to know that the people of Angola are determined to build their future, guided by the principles of forgiveness, justice, and solidarity. He appealed to those who hold public office to implement policies that will help uplift the needy from misery. Our hearts cannot find peace while their brothers and sisters who suffer for lack of food, work, shelter, and other fundamental goods, he said. He said he was looking forward to October when African bishops will gather in Rome for the second special synod dedicated to the African continent where Christ found refuge when King Herod was after him. He prayed to God to protect and assist refugees in Africa who have fled their countries and are at large waiting to return home. He assured them that God loves them and watches over their aspirations. Lastly, the Holy Father addressed himself to the Angolan citizens. He encouraged them to take heart and to continue promoting peace and forgiveness and to work for national reconciliation so that the violence that prevailed during the 27-year civil war may not overcome dialogue.
Queridos angolanos, courage.
This will be possible, he stressed, only when Angolans recognize one another as children of the Heavenly Father. God bless Angola, he concluded. From Luanda in Angola, this is John Baptist Tumusime.
The Pope was wrapping up a 7-day apostolic voyage, his first to the African continent as pontiff. During his trip, he visited Cameroon and Angola, always holding out the message of Christianity as a way to inspire hope in the region's desperately poor people.